Humboldt County's appeal to film producers has translated into millions of dollars of revenue, and the Humboldt Del Norte Film Commission wants to make the county even more film-friendly. Cassandra Heseltine leads the commission and gave the Board of Supervisors an annual update on the county's film production activities. The last year included local filming of a major production featuring Hollywood actor Leonardo DiCaprio. It's part of the county's long history of providing settings for major films, including the Star Wars sequel Return of the Jedi. Heseltine said over the last 13 years, film production has generated $12.4 million in revenue for the county. In addition to grants and fundraising, the commission gets contributions from county sources like the Measure J hotel bed tax increase and local agencies like the Humboldt Lodging Alliance. And she said the ROI, return on investment, is substantial.
If we have an estimated direct dollars of $12.4 million that has come into the community directly, that is them spending on permits, on hotels, on anything that is locations, you know, anything that has to do with the actual filming. It doesn't take in dinner, days off, any of that. That's taken in consideration in the indirect dollars, as well as the money circulating in the economy. So, and that feels more like $36.5 million. To date, just the county, not my other funders, has given us $1.1 million, has funded our office over the past 14 years. So if you do the ROI formula to that, that gives you back a 990% ROI, and 3,000 if you do the indirect dollars. We did update that and added back in all the other Humboldt County funders as well. This doesn't account, does not take in grants, fundraisers, or Del Norte County. And again, so between the county and the cities and HLA who have funded us, then your ROI is 575% and indirectly 1,800%. So we think you're getting a good deal.
The three-day Forest Moon Star Wars Festival was held in late May through early June. It was the county's third Forest Moon event, and Heseltine said with hotel room and other spending, the first 2 years generated $160,000 in revenue.
You know, when it comes to how do you figure out how much money is coming in from something like this, we know the first year we had over 6,500 people just at the main events. For this, we haven't been able to collect all the numbers this year yet because it just happened a week ago. But if we had to guess and we had 100 rooms, you know, from last year and 150 rooms this year, which we know we do have a pretty good guess on that because of how many customers did come from out of the area and people that we've talked to, and they had to spend money and you had local spending money. We feel that these are all extremely conservative numbers. It shows you, though, that with the funding that you gave us, that there's already an ROI, you know, immediately since we've been launching this festival. And again, you know, our assets are, we are the only location that they filmed Endor for Return of the Jedi, that you are not in a convention, which a lot of people have said, you know, that when they go to some type of Star Wars activity, you know, usually it's in a convention center and that they get to come and see the Redwoods, so they get a twofer, and that we do get costumers that love us that have been willing to come up here annually.
In the works is a film incentive program that would waive or reimburse permitting and other fees. Heseltine said it would be, quote, a great way to entice a film production to the area. The near future could include a film production in Garberville, as discussed in this exchange between Supervisor Natalie Arroyo and Heseltine.
The question I had for you is probably the question that people always ask, what's coming our way? That I know you are sworn to secrecy on most projects, but can you talk about any exploration that's happening or anything you might be able to share?
Yeah, we do have two independent feature films right now that we're talking to. One of them, as I said, wants to film in Garberville, and that would be a union shoot, so fingers crossed that that's happening. We're really excited about that one. The second one is not as far as the first one that is wanting to come here and film. And they said that they'd be more than willing to be our guinea pig if we have an incentive program by then ready for them to go. They will be filming a lot on the roads down there, so we will make sure that people are aware of what's happening when that happens.
The commission's efforts to make film producers and crews feel at home in Humboldt include Humboldt-made welcome baskets with various goodies. When Supervisor Steve Madrone suggested also giving Humboldt-grown baskets with cannabis products, Heseltine said the commission is already on it, and has gotten cannabis donations for it. In Eureka, for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.